No easy road to heaven. The Lord wants people to believe. The writer of Hebrews emphasized the importance of believing by saying we actually cannot please the Lord without it. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Hebrews 11:6. Faith comes from hearing the Word of God, as Paul points out. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10:17. God wants us to believe His Word, and His Word points us to heaven. Jesus said,
If you abide in Me, and My words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you.
John 15:7. The Word of God imparts faith to our hearts, so we can reach out in faith when we pray, and thereby receive answers to our prayers. This is what happened when I asked God for the title of His book. He heard my prayer and answered it. He is such a great and glorious God, and His heaven is so real. The Lord continued,
I will bring all who live with My word into the kingdom. But the road to the kingdom is not an easy road. Daughter, you keep asking why I chose you for this work. I will tell you again. You are the right daughter for this book. I know you will do everything I tell you to do, no matter how hard it is for you. You will be very surprising to many people because I chose a daughter instead of a son for this end-time work. I realize many daughters are more pure-hearted than sons and are very pleasing to Me. Through you, many daughters will be happy. I plan to give a special anointing to many daughters for end-time work, and they must prepare to receive it. I want you to write down exactly what I show you and tell you. Nothing more and nothing less. After this is done, you will receive special gifts to serve Me, and you will be a blessing to My people. I will also bless you more than you want.
Lord, the only blessing I want is to make You happy. I do not need anything because You have given me everything I need or want on this earth. Now, if I can serve You greatly, that will make me happier than anything. And I want my whole family to serve You and be willing to give their lives for You.
That is why I love you so much, daughter,
he said, and added,
Be sure to use Pastor Randolph's prophetic words in this book. And remember, I will bring you back here again.
We stood up, walked down to the sand, and looked out at the Pacific Ocean. Before ascending, he said,
Write down what I tell you.
I held him tightly as we embraced. I did not want him to leave, but I knew it was necessary. I knew heaven is so real, and that I had nothing to worry about. Throughout all eternity, I would be with him.